Blackhawks take on the defending Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins tonight in the first game after the trade deadline. And though their defense has been thinned of late, the likes of Crosby, Malkin, Kessel and company make the Pens a very dangerous opponent on any ice surface, including this one. Down to center ice we go. The two captains face off. Crosby against Taves to get this one started. The drop of the puck, and we're underway as Crosby slings the puck back to his own blue line to Cole. Cole then took it away, then lost it to Schmaltz in the left corner, and then Crosby reaching in, pulled it free. Passing up the right wing, Gensel at center ice, doubling back, checking with Schmaltz, took it away, sends Kane away on a two-on-one break over the pen line, down the left wing, shoots, he scores! Patrick Kane puts the Blackhawks on top, 1-0. And let's roll it back a bit. Without that play by Schmaltz at center ice, that play never takes place. Great back checking by the youngster Schmaltz. And Kane on the finish. It's 1-0 Hawks. The Hawk blue line. Roussel paws the puck to center ice. But here's Wilson down the right wing side. Hawk zone backhand shot. Hit the crossbar. Ricochets out or did it. They may review it.
I think that went in.
I do
maybe
too.
Not. Wilson celebrated but then looked back and everybody else was playing. It's a 1-1 hockey game. Scott Wilson is going to get his fourth. Yeah, it is a goal.
Behind the net. Hartman back there tried to get to the puck. Taves knocked down in front by Malkin. Cole got to the puck, spun it around, not out. Here's Panic down the slot. Shoots, he scores! Oh, what an outstanding play by Richard Panic! He threw the puck into his own skates and kicked it back to his stick in front and snapped it into the top left corner past Fleury. With 23 seconds left in the second, the Hawks lead again, this time 2-1. Hornquist will stick it around to the near side. Malkin coughed up the puck to Artemi Panarin, who gained center ice, gave it a Schmaltz over the Penguin line, fed it over to Kane with a shot, he scores! His second goal of the night, and a beautiful handoff by Schmaltz from the left circle on the backhand. Hits Kane in full stride into the right circle, and he buries it past Fleury. With 3:08 left in the third, it's 3-1 Hawks. Hagelin beside the Penguins' empty net. Banks a pass up the right wing, misses Malkin. Seabrook fires it back into the Penguins' zone. Kane hustling to get to the loose puck right corner. Shoots, he scores! Another hat trick for Patrick Kane! A backhander, no less, from about a foot above the goal line in the right wing corner. Just an amazing athlete is Patrick Kane. That's his third on the night. His 27th on the season, a hat trick into an empty net, and this will put this one away. 4-1 Hawks with 40 seconds left in the game. Yurko caught a high stick, but it's not going to matter. 3 seconds, 2-1. The Hawks have won 5 in a row, and 10 of their last 11 games. They open up the month of March with a 4-1 victory over the defending Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins here at the United Center. As Patrick Kane records yet another hat trick here tonight, and the Blackhawks roll 4-1.